Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, Lily Tomlin has a strange rubber addiction. O'Shea Jackson tells us about being a new father. Rob Delaney and Sharon Horgan chat about their past jobs. Guest host John Cena stops by. And Tiana Taylor performs a brand new song. Welcome, everybody, to Ellen on the Go. I'm Kevin A. Lehman II.
I'm Mary Connolly.
I'm Ed Glavin.
And I'm Andy Lassner. Welcome.
Boy. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
It's the last week of April.
Yay.
I know.
Holy crap.
And we have a very exciting thing to do today.
We do?
We do.
Yes. We had promised that one podcast listener who is having a child for the first time and is pregnant would be able to get tickets to our Mother's Day show.
Oh, that's right.
I said that as a joke.
Yeah. Kevin said it as a joke, and then we made it really happen.
It's pretty much your career. And you say things as jokes.
And then we do them.
And they become true.
And we have a potential winner, unless she doesn't pick up her phone.
Ooh,
and then it'll be a really sad day
then
for
Courtney
Calloway.
Then we go to the number two person on the list.
So Courtney Calloway is from Centertown, Kentucky. She is 28 weeks pregnant, and she watches our program on WEVV CBS 44 in Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
Interesting, even though she's from Centertown, Kentucky. All right, well, she may be our lucky winner of tickets to the Mother's Day show.
And,
should we dial?
All right, we're dialing Courtney. Courtney is 28 years old.
Do we have a microphone on the phone?
She used the hashtag. She's been watching the show for about 7 years. Did you say that already?
Yes, she has.
She loves feel-good moments and says that Ellen inspires her to help people, and she's a mental health therapist.
Hello?
Hi, is Courtney there?
This is her.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
This is Andy Lassner from Andy on the Go.
No, it's Mary Connolly from Ellen on the Go.
I often get confused which one it is because Andy really sells it that it's Andy on the Go.
Yeah,
I know.
Oh, my
God.
Are you surprised to hear from us?
Yes, I'm super excited, though.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Ohio County, Kentucky. You've never heard of it before. I live in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds beautiful.
Well, we've been told that you are expecting your first child with your husband, Jake.
And if you're not aware of that, then we have some news for you.
You're pregnant.
Thank you so much for telling me.
Yes. And Courtney, to be clear, you're going to be a first-time mom.
I am. This is the very first one.
You're one of five finalists who we're going to be talking to. There's five finalists. There's five finalists right now to be the one who wins tickets to our Mother's Day show, whereas, you know, mothers get thousands of dollars. Everything you could possibly need as a new mom.
It's one of the most fun shows we do all year long.
Oh, my gosh, that is amazing.
I know. But
Andy,
since you're one of five finalists, can you tell us in about 30 seconds what it would mean to you to be here for that show?
Okay, is my time going now?
And go.
Yes.
Yes, it would mean the world to me. I don't know if I could even put it into words. It literally is bringing tears to my eyes just thinking about it. It would help out my husband and me so much. Being there around you all and around Ellen itself is just an amazing experience. And then to possibly be there and receive those gifts would be the most amazing thing that's probably ever happened to me, besides obviously getting pregnant and marrying my husband. They would hate me if I said that.
I see them coming in second.
Ding, 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 ding.
Time's up.
Time's up.
You didn't win. Thank you, though.
Courtney, you're coming to the Mother's Day show.
You're our winner.
Yes.
Courtney, Andy told a little lie to you. We didn't have five finalists. You weren't one of five finalists.
You were the only one who entered.
Oh
my gosh.
We are so excited for you to come and receive all these gifts that you very much deserve. We hope it'll make your life easier. And as a bonus, you'll get to take a selfie with Andy Lassner from The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Courtney.
I can't take a picture with Mary or Kevin or Adam.
We don't have time for any of that.
And the reason Andy wants it to be a selfie is that he really photographs best really close up.
Yeah, that's really my best angle on my chins. Well, congratulations.
And Courtney.
And you need to give a special thank you to Kevin Lehman because it was his idea to give away Mother's Day gifts on the podcast.
I'm happy to do it for first-time moms.
You are my favorite person, Kevin. I love you so much. I can bring you back a Centertown, Kentucky t-shirt if you want.
That's all I want. Extra large, please.
Triple extra large.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, minimum of double XL, if we're being honest.
We're so happy for you, Courtney.
We're so happy for you and Jake, and we can't wait to see you out here at the show. And
someone will be in touch with everything involved to get you here.
And Courtney, thanks for watching, and thanks for listening.
So much.
Yeah,
you guys have really just made this year amazing.
All right. Well, drive safe getting home, okay?
And you deserve it.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's so fun.
She was screaming.
You could hear her start to scream. Yeah. That's so cute. That was
adorable.
Fun.
Adorable. Let's talk about Lily Tomlin.
All right. I've been a fan of Lily Tomlin's for a very, very long time.
I can't believe we waited as long as we waited to have Lily Tomlin on our show.
She is unbelievable.
We had her on with Jane Fonda like 3 months ago or four months ago. She was phenomenal.
She was amazing.
Just like money. I mean, she just, her timing is is as exquisite as it ever was.
Right.
So then we have her back now this week alone.
Yep.
Promoting a laugh-in thing that she did. And I mean, she's just... You just want more of her.
Yeah, you
like,
sure do.
Just watching her brain work is just...
Well, our family in my house were very big Grace and Frankie fans of her Netflix show.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a... I grew up seeing her on Laugh-In, that just to date me and age me.
Yeah, I mean,
and in 1977, she had a Broadway show called... A one-woman Broadway show called Appearing Nightly. And it was as funny a show as anything I've ever seen. And my brother and I had the album, again, dating ourselves. And he and I would quote her act throughout the house constantly.
That's crazy.
And she is just a pioneer of female comedy. And it was so much fun to have her here.
She just doesn't disappoint. And we had two acts with her. The first act was an interview where she talked about her addiction to rubber, which was hilarious. So let's play that first. Here you go.
All right, so let's talk about Laugh-In. So it was 50 years ago that you did Laugh-In, and that was a huge show at the time. And that was your big break, right?
Yeah, it was.
Like, did you audition for that, or did they see you somewhere?
Well, I think they saw me on Merv Griffin.
Uh-huh.
I did an old rubber freak monologue about eating rubber objects.
Uh-huh.
people do that. And I predate, there's a woman on YouTube who eats rubber. She eats the foam out of foam couches and chairs. And she prefers the yellow foam. But I predate her by a good 40, 50 years.
Do you think she got the idea from watching you?
I don't think she was born then.
Okay. But because there's a television show about people who eat weird things. So I know. I've heard about
that. I was fascinated because it's a condition called pica.
Uh-huh.
And back then, there wasn't that much literature about it.
Right.
And I was very drawn to microbiology oil solvent solution called... Xyloderm. No, that's not it. I forget what it's called. It affects your brain.
But wait, what do you mean you were drawn to it?
When I'd have a microbiology class, we would get a little tiny lab bottle like that with real thick glass, and you just have a dropper, and you drop a drop on the slide, and then you look at a slide in oil immersion. And I used to just go and fill my bottle up. I'd fill up my nearby mate's bottle, and I'd sprinkle it all over my books, and I would just sit there inhaling it during the lecture.
No.
Because it was just so... It was euphoric.
Well, now, it was so now we wonderful. Know we, why you don't understand or remember Andy Warhol.
And I graduated from there to rubber tubing.
Yes.
There used to be a place near my house where I'd have to stand in the doorway and wait for the bus. And they must have made rubber tubing. The windows were opaque. I couldn't see, but I could smell the rubber tubing. And I wanted desperately to eat it. And that's what pica is.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to... We're going to call the nurse on the lot and see what she's...
And now, Kev, I'm guessing you're a fan of 9 to 5.
Mary, I've never seen 9 to 5.
Is that right?
It's like in my top five of movies I have to watch.
I've seen 9 to 5.
I know. I missed it somehow.
You're friends with Matt Wright, and you've never seen 9 to 5.
Or Risky Business, and he loses his mind about both.
How has he not tied you to a chair and made you watch it?
I don't know.
Well, he's tied him to a chair.
Yeah.
I get it.
We just get distracted. I know. It's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So then we played a version of a game we do called Boomer versus Millennial. We called it Willy Lily or something like that. But basically, you ask you ask a baby boomer questions that a millennial would know the answers to, and you ask a millennial the questions that a baby boomer would know the answer to, and you see how they do against each other. And I got to say, Lily is up to speed, man. Yeah. She is up to date.
Yep. She's up to date AF.
Yes. And it was really fun, and here's a listen to that.
We're back with Lily Tomlin, who's been making us laugh for 50 years. We play a game on this show where we challenge two people of different generations to answer questions. We thought you'd be the perfect person to play with. It's usually called Baby Boomer versus Millennial, but today we're calling it Willy Lily Know It. Where do you live and what do you do?
I live in Santa Clarita and I'm a wedding photographer.
A wedding photographer? Yes. That's wonderful. Is it people look crying a lot and stuff?
I cry sometimes, so.
I bet the photos are blurry. Okay. All right, so we will go with Lily first. What would you be doing if you were getting lit AF?
I think they know.
Yeah.
That's, should I say the words?
Yeah, lit AF. What does that mean?
Lit as
what's lit?
Oh, lit is turned on, excited, something or other.
Yeah, well, drunk. But, yeah.
Oh, drunk. Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Drunk as I call okay. It.
And you just say that right out, lit as and...
No, you don't say, yeah, well, lit AF is what the term is.
I understand that.
I know. So when we ask what it means, it's drunk AF.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. But we've both said it now. All right. What is an 8-track?
A track of 8 songs. I don't know. A CD, a game.
Well, it's kind of, you were kind of right. It's a track of 8, so it's a tape, and that you could listen to music on an 8-track.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go, kind of, yes. But both of you are tied now. All right, who is Billie Eilish?
A singer.
Yes! You know her? She's awesome, Billie Eilish. All right, who is Billie Holiday?
He's a singer, isn't he?
Yes, she is. Oh. Yes. What music festival is being held this weekend?
Woodstock. Oh, God. Well, I happen to spend a lot of time in Palm Springs. I know it's the Coachella.
That is. That's right. It's Coachella. What historic music festival was held in upstate New York in 1969?
Uh-oh.
Woodstock.
Yes, you gave it away.
I gave it away, darn it.
I love that girl said Billy and then him. That was hilarious.
Well, and Lily Tomlin also, like, we shouldn't forget that Lily Tomlin was in Washington, D.C. when Ellen got the Mark Twain Prize. Award. She was there, and she was part of that show and part of that ceremony.
That's pretty amazing.
She, like,
yeah, we do have history with her, it turns out. Then we had son of Ice Cube, O'Shea Jackson, who we had him on a couple of years ago with his father for, was it Straight Outta Compton, right?
Yep, yeah.
And so he's in now, he was here promoting a project called the movie Long Shot with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. I just watched it last night.
How is it?
It's really good.
I heard
it's really good. It's really funny. O'Shea is great in it, and he's just fun. O'Shea, I don't know. He's just a cool...
I call him Shay because my friends call me Shay, so I call him Shay.
Yeah, one day you guys will let me meet the celebrities, and I can call
them. Probably not. probably best.
I don't know. I just like him. Here's a quick chat we had with O'Shea Jackson.
Is it Shay or O'Shea? I called you O'Shea last time you were here, and then I heard that it's now Shay.
Well, I go by O'Shea is so formal, you know? That's like what I make, like, the business people call me. But I'm comfortable. You call me Shay.
I'll call you Shay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, happy Earth Day. It's been a few years since you've been here.
Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Happy Earth Day to everybody. And you have a little baby now.
Yeah.
How, boy, girl?
Girl. That's my little Khaleesi.
Khaleesi. Is she riding dragons and stuff?
I'm getting her right. I'm getting her right.
How old is she?
She'll be 2 in August. So she still's got that, you know, that brand new baby smell.
Uh-huh.
You know, still got the tags on.
But you're going to keep her.
Oh, forever.
Yeah, that's adorable. So has your dad given you any advice? Are they good grandparents?
Oh, they turn into mush, you know. This is the first grandbaby, so like this, she shall lead the next generation, you know. So they turn into mush. His advice is, you know, just to always tell the truth, you know, always tell the truth. Never, you know, and plan out your naps. Plan out your naps is huge. You have to strategize when you're going to go to sleep when you have a new baby. So yeah, he's just been supportive. And when she gets older and wants those super heavy deep talks, then I'll ask mom for advice.
Good. Yeah, those are the tricky ones.
Yeah.
So they usually like to watch certain kind of shows. That's the one thing I think if I was a parent, I wouldn't be able to watch the shows that I want to see because they're probably not appropriate. Like, and I know the reason I'm saying is I know you love reality shows. Which are not the greatest thing for kids to watch.
Especially the ones I watch.
Like, what's your favorite right now?
My favorite right now, it just went off. I'm a little sad about it, but Temptation Island.
Uh-huh.
Temptation Island is the most dangerous show on TV. It's just a bad idea. It's these four couples that are going through turmoil in their relationship. And so, babe, let's go on this island with 24 singles trying to break us up. It sounds great, right?
Well, I guess the point is, if you can make it through that, then you really are meant to be together. How often do those couples actually end up together?
Oh. They about 25%.
Uh-huh. Not that often.
No, yeah, not that good.
Yeah.
And it's just good TV. Everybody likes a nice train wreck.
Yeah, well, that's what those are, yeah.
Well, this will get Andy back from his Twitter addiction.
What's
Rob
that?
Rob Delaney and Sharon Horgan.
Oh, yes. If you haven't gone to Amazon and watched the very fantastic show called Catastrophe, the fourth and final season has just dropped, but start at the beginning. It's a show about a couple who basically get pregnant from having a couple one-night stands and end up trying to give it a go as a couple. Because
right, a couple
she's
who
pregnant.
live
he's in the United
the States.
So he was American and he had gone to London. The start of the show is he was an American who went to London for business and had like a week-long affair with a woman he met in London who was played by Sharon Horgan. And then she gets pregnant and it goes on from there. And it's in its fourth and final season.
And it's so relatable to anybody who... It's just, first of all, it's hilarious. But more importantly, it really sort of touches on every topic that couples go through.
And it's like snackable. Like each episode is 20 to 20, 25 minutes. And here's the thing about Rob Delaney.
Yeah.
He has no fear.
Yeah.
So he's like a big dude, right? He's just big. His legs are big. He's just big. And he puts himself in the most hilarious, like, situations and also physical positions. And he just has no shame. He just doesn't. He's like Ricky Gervais in that way. Like, the uglier he can make himself look, the happier he is with himself. And I follow him on Twitter really because of you. You have like an actual personal friendship with him, I think.
A little bit, yeah. And he is one of the funniest people.
He's like biting and funny and like ruthless and also sweet somehow. I don't know. He's worth a follow. I'll just say that.
I agree.
And so he and Sharon Horgan, who are the leads on the show in their last season, came onto the show. And here's a little clip of their act.
You two.
Hey.
Funny people. So I noticed that there's two little girls sitting over there.
Oh, they're right there.
They're your daughters.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and that's where we put them, is not in the audience, but over there by themselves, alone.
Yeah. I brought a child too, but a producer looked at him and was like, wouldn't let him out.
No, that is not true. So you say that in your 20s, you both were not in this business, right?
No. Oh, what, God, no.
What did you do in your 20s before you started acting?
Oh, so many wonderful things. I sold bongs for a good length of time.
In a shop or
in a bong
door
shop? Door to door. I wish I had that story.
Yeah.
No, in a bong shop.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that clientele, I mean, is always very interesting. I mean, anyone
sure.
who... who buys a bong instead of just making their own, I think, is a... they're like, it's like half business, half stoner.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So that was fun. I sold power showers door-to-door. Actually, I did do a bit of...
Power showers?
Power showers, yeah. I mean, I did not sell one.
Oh, okay.
But I had
you
that
went door to door with them.
I did, yeah.
And what
yeah.
did you do?
I worked in a factory for a while that made snow plows for Chicago subways or L trains or whatever. And that same factory also made conveyor belts for tobacco companies. So just really good karma uh-huh. stuff to help the youth of tomorrow. Uh-huh.
So this was an exciting time. We had John Cena
yes.
fill in as a guest host.
That he was sure so did. Fun.
WWE oh my God. Wrestler.
WWE champion. Wrestler turned movie star.
All around nice guy.
Yep. Such a sweet so nice. Guy.
Star Very of nice. Blockers.
He outdressed great. Us all the second he got here.
Yeah. From oh my the God. Moment he arrived.
Arrived in a suit with a vest and a top.
A three-piece suit.
Yeah. We're sitting
and
looked
like, more comfortable. Ready for work. I'm in a vintage flannel shirt and a t-shirt. He looked more comfortable than me.
Yeah, he just owns it. And he's funny and... Yeah.
Gigantic.
He's a performer.
Very small right. arms, though.
Oh, my gosh. No. I couldn't stop staring at them.
Nope. Because
gigantic
he,
arms.
Because he his start came in the WWE, and so he's used to playing to arenas of 100,000 people, he's very comfortable working with an audience,
yes.
and I thought he did a good job.
He's kind. He's funny. He's self-deprecating.
Yeah. And you get the sense in spending a day with him that, and I know nothing about pro wrestling or the WWE, that if you can make it like he's made it in the WWE, this is a piece of cake. Like
right,
you can
yeah.
do anything if you can do that.
Yeah. He's an amazing performer. We were lucky to have him.
And so here's his monologue. We'll play that first. So take a listen.
I know what you're thinking. Has Ellen been working out? She has. She is trapped under a barbell right now. And I'm John Cena. And I'm here in Ellen's place, but don't worry, this is gonna be like a normal Ellen show. Well, it'll kind of be like Ellen Mania 35555. Truly, it is an honor to be guest hosting. Ellen just doesn't let anybody guest host this show. I was told I need to bring three things: charm, talent, and the ability to bench press a horse. Since I'm here, I know everybody's probably wondering, like, well, where is Ellen? I'll tell you where she really is. I'm hosting her show, and I asked her to do what I normally do. You'd be surprised. It's going pretty well for her. We got a clip of this.
This is impressive. Not even phased. Absolute intensity.
Okay, let's address the elephant in the room. I have a bit of a reputation for being a tough guy. It's only because of pictures like this. That's a selfie taken from my bathroom. But the truth is, I'm actually a really nice guy. I like a good cry. My favorite movie is The Notebook. My favorite song is Wind Beneath My Wings. I think the mark of a real man is that he's not afraid to show his softer side. It's not that I want to wrestle people, I want to hug him, and sometimes I get carried away.
And then he had our lead guest was Leslie Mann, wife of Judd Apatow.
Very funny actress. They were in Blockers together.
Lead actress in Blockers with him, with John
yeah.
Cena.
Yes.
And, you know, they had some really special, unique moments together in that movie. And so they've sort of bonded over them, and they have a really sweet relationship, and it was really fun to watch them together.
And they revisited the story of him drinking beer through a butt bong. And everything that went into that. So
what do you call that when you do a bong?
I've never seen a booty
bong.
That movie.
What do you call a booty bong?
Hmm.
And that, okay, see here, grandma's going to ask something. is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, you hold the bong up and then you just put.
And yeah. then what happens?
A path to greatness, my friend. Butt chugging.
Oh, yeah,
that's what it's called. Butt chugging. Yeah.
And
then you just don't need your colonoscopy. You're all good.
It seems to me like one of those things people say that happens and no one actually does.
That's my feeling.
Like putting vodka happens. In your eye. Like, remember when that news story was going around?
No.
Oh, yeah. Kids supposedly were putting vodka in their eye to get drunk faster, the news is telling us. Feels like one of those scenarios.
Yeah. Like, I don't actually think it's
sorry,
something
what's
that
the
happens.
News telling us?
That college students were putting vodka in their eyes to get drunk faster.
Oh, I never saw that.
I don't know. Who knows? Kids these days, man.
Listen, I'm going to do a little research on butt chugging because why wouldn't I? And I will report back on our next podcast what I've learned about butt chugging.
Okay.
But if you want to see some perfectly wonderful still frames from that movie where he's basically naked, you'll have to watch the show on TV. But you will not regret it.
Right. You definitely will not regret
As Leslie Mann says, you can see his butt meat.
His butt meat. Yes, I love that. Butt meat.
That's so funny.
Well, she was, I think, talking about like her particular vantage point of him and during that scene and just the sheer mass of his legs. And
you just have to listen to this.
Yes.
The description of his buttocks.
I got to be straight with you. I've never told you this. I get super embarrassed around you.
Why?
For the simple fact that both you and your husband have seen me in some pretty compromising situations. So that's a picture.
That's a picture of my husband.
Of your husband.
Next to you with...
And we're there.
Yep.
And yeah. I do have a towel on. That's covering me up, but that was...
What's sad about this is then I realized, like, what my husband... Like, I didn't realize after... Before seeing John, you know, without his clothes on, how a man should look. I mean, but you really work. You work, and my husband just relaxes more and eats.
I'm trying to do a very enticing walk right there. I mean, you've...
But I've seen other parts, too.
Yeah, so you've seen some things that he hasn't.
Yes, I have.
And it's kind of weird. The lower half of this frame is cut off to save everyone's brain from melting. I don't have any pants on.
Nope.
And that is a beer being poured directly into my south mouth.
South mouth.
Yep.
By me.
And if you look at that photo, everyone except Ike Barinholtz, the man pouring the beer, is staring directly into the center of the universe.
And he didn't have a problem with that at all. He was just bent over. You didn't have anything.
No.
I didn't look. But the reason maybe I did try to look a little bit later, just after. You know, I just got bored, and so I just. But
you can never unsee.
You can't see anything because it's like there's like it's like 4 inches thick of the butt meat. So there's no seeing through. Like normal people, when they bend over, you can kind of see up in there. And he bends over, and it's like thick muscle, just like slammed shut.
It's a very different anatomy lesson than Brielle had. Talking about some different stuff.
Oh, yeah. Is she still here? Hopefully not.
She's not.
But, yeah, so I didn't get to see anything up at just the outside. Smooth.
So is that weird you out that, like, your husband's seen me with no clothes and you've seen some weird parts of me?
We're totally comfortable with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't mind. Anytime.
Then we got a very different kind of biology lesson.
Yes, we did.
From sweet Brielle was back.
Oh, yes. She is so sweet.
7 years old now.
7 years.
And
I know.
We look back at her from when she was first here at the age of 3, and she came out, and we introduced one of Ellen's favorite kid guests to John Cena, and it was just really fun and adorable.
Was very, very sweet with her.
Yes.
And the audience seemed happy to see her.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Love that. So here's a listen to that.
Now, you are filled with amazing facts, and today you're going to give us some facts about the human body, right?
Yes.
All right, let's go talk about that.
Why, hello there, Mr. Bones.
Mr. Bones is here.
Now, let's...
Careful, that's going through. That's a difficult spot there, okay? Tell me some things, like the stapes. Where is it?
The stapes is in the middle
stapes.
Of here.
Stapes. I'm not a doctor. She is. The stapes.
The stapes bone is the smallest bone in the body, and it is only 2.8 millimeters long. Probably about this big.
Probably about that big. What about the hyoid?
Hyoid bone would probably be right over there.
What does that do?
and it holds your tongue in place and helps with tongue movement and swallowing.
Okay, what about the clavicle?
The clavicle is right there. And of all the bones of the body, of all the bones, that is the one that people fracture the most.
Okay, you know what?
And since you're a wrestler, I was wondering if you have fractured your clavicle.
I have not. And a common fracture in sports entertainment in WWE, but I got one more. Tell me about the vertebrae.
The vertebrae are back here. All those guys.
Yeah?
And there are 5 sections of the vertebrae. And to remember them, I made up a song about it.
Let's hear the song. To hear? Ready?
And cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacrum, coccyx. And that makes it easier to remember.
Cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacric, coccyx. Yeah. I want to tell you, I think you are absolutely incredible. And thank you very much for being my first interview today. It was wonderful. This is fantastic. And thank you very much for
coming. You're welcome.
Well, this is very exciting. We have someone here in the room who works on the show in our HI department, which we've established as our human interest department. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is the very first time in podcast history we're going to fire someone live on the podcast.
Okay.
Ian, it was so good working with you. Thank you so much.
What's the proper way to fire people?
It was a pleasure,
people?
Kevin. Thank you.
People like to learn from this podcast, so we're going to show you the proper way to fire someone.
The irony of all this is that Ian has, of course, occasionally tried to quit, and we wouldn't let him.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll start
out. One time.
We'll start out by going, Ian, how do you think it's going?
You know, I thought it was going great until about 5 seconds ago.
Yeah. You know,
well,
sometimes
we have some bad news.
Ian is sitting in the room with us, and he is one of we talked to Tracy Gold. Eventually, we'll have everyone from the Human Interest Department. So Ian is one of those people who interacts with all the non-celebrity people who...
No person in the history of this show is more responsible than Ian for the regular folks who aren't celebrities who get on our show.
Yeah. No, there's a whole team of us.
No, it's only you.
No, only you.
Need to take the credit, I will.
I was told you're the only one.
One of the reasons why everyone likes working with Ian is that exact thing right there, is that Ian shares credit, Ian gives credit, Ian is part of the team, and... That's what makes
wildly
makes
talented
him so popular.
And more beyond the walls that we have him do here. He's an amazing musician.
Yep.
And we just love you so much.
And
we
really appreciate that.
Handsome AF.
Oh my gosh.
That's what the
we
kids say.
We were just talking
AF.
About how much I'd kill for that head of hair.
Yeah, he's got a good head of hair.
Are you kidding?
Kevin.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Kevin, every time you say that, Ian, I feel like
Ian,
your hair
Ian,
is Kevin.
His.
You have
Ian,
good hair.
Yeah. Ian, you have a very good head of hair.
Thank you. So do you, Kevin.
This is not what this is about. It's about Ian.
No.
I love his hair.
No.
Well, I love your hair.
But exactly. And people are like, I can't believe
literally
those
no
are hair plugs.
They love my hair.
I always say I love
Kevin's hair plugs are so good that you don't even know he has them.
Ian and I ran into each other at the Vegas airport one time, and he got me so drunk on a 45-minute flight.
You're changing the story.
45-minute flight. I'm wasted when I get home to Burbank.
I ran into you at the airport, and you were offered to buy me and my girlfriend Michelle a couple shots.
Who worked here, violation.
So we took the shots.
Violation.
Got on the plane, and, you know, it was a fun trip.
It was
I bet
crazy.
It was.
Yeah.
I bet it went faster.
I only do Vegas with Ian.
All right, so now here's
and
the
And that's
last
on
thing.
The trip home to Burbank.
Yeah.
That's not even going to Vegas.
That's in Vegas.
Don't
already
worry
home.
About
oh
the
God.
Details last night.
That's after 48 to 72 hours of Kevin already drinking. That's amazing.
All right, so if you watch the show, you know we have a lot of music on the show. Most of the music is handpicked by Ellen. So we had a woman on the show this week named Teyana Taylor. If you haven't heard her name, one way you might know her is a few years back, Kanye released a music video for the song Fade. And pretty much the only person in the music video is Teyana Taylor, and it is something. It's impressive. Well, she now has her own album out, and she did a performance on our show that was very sort of retro, sort of Soul Train derivative. Twitch makes a cameo in it.
He does.
And it's really phenomenal, and Ellen loved it. And then at the end of the song, Ellen made a cameo. So what I'm going to say to you is, listen to this. You're going to love it, and then after you love it, you're going to want to see it. So go to your DVR and watch the show.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we'll leave you before that by saying, subscribe today on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening, or Spotify. And don't forget to watch Ellen weekdays for more Ellen fun.
Excellent. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Ian.
Hey, honey, how you doing? How y'all feeling today, baby? Thank you.
to keep us together. Hope it's worth a try. You ain't always been an angel, but heaven's on my side. I got my demons too. I know just how you feel. You can be real with me. That's why you're still with me.
So love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. Wondery.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.